we're getting Eagles fans. We're getting good Eagles fans tonight.
Yeah.
But when you talk about a Philadelphia fan, talk about Philadelphia fans, you usually think of the guys who live in the area.
In the city or region. Yeah.
But, you know, T.O. has one of the highest, more T.O. jerseys are bought than I think almost any other jersey in the nation. Donovan McNabb's jersey sells almost as well, if not better, than most in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Eagles fans and Philadelphia fans sprinkled all over the place, and that includes some of our friends in Florida. Now, it takes a lot. I mean, it takes a lot to be a Philadelphia fan, but if you're going to move away and you still can tell everybody that you're a Philadelphia fan, that you like the Flyers, the Sixers, the Eagles, the Phillies, a city that hasn't won a major title outside of Nova since 1983, if you continue to stick out your chest away from Philadelphia, that's my kind of fan. And that's who we have right now. We have Chris Kalin. He is the president of the Floridadelphians. Floridadelphian.com. Chris, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right, man.
Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Chris.
That's a big pump up for us. You know, it's just in our DNA.
Well, it just sticks with us no matter where you move. You can't get rid.
Exactly. We're not turncoats.
You can take the city away from the fan, but you can't take the fan away from the city, so to speak, right?
You got it.
Chris, tell us about your organization, because this is great. Floridadelphian.com. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, it started out me and one other guy. We ran into each other in a bar down here. We both are from the Philly area. He was from Delaware, and I was from Lower Bucks County, and we had that connection to start with, and I said, hey, why don't we just try to get together and get us a little fan club? We were hanging out at the sports bar, and one person at a time. So I went in, I surfed the internet, I started us a little website, and just to get some presence out there, and I found EaglesFanClub.com, and there's a fellow that we like to call him as Denver Dave. He's out in Denver, and he has a website that shows you the United States, and you click on the state, and all the known Eagle fan clubs that are possible are on there.
And you guys didn't have one down there.
I emailed every one of them that was in Florida that showed up on the Florida site, and only one person called me back, and it's my buddy. He's one of my best friends in the world now. I call him Tampa Mike. And he runs the Eagles fan club down there in Tampa. It's called Philly of the South. They're phillyofthesouth.com.
Okay.
And I've since created their website for them. And they've been going since 95 or 96, and they got over 350 members down there.
How many do you have now then?
We got about 80 in our database here.
And where exactly are you located?
We are on the panhandle, right? Yeah. You might want to call this L.A., Lower Alabama.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're right on the border, aren't you?
Yeah, we are so far west, we are in the central time zone.
Okay, so it's about 7:45 your time.
2 hours south of Dothan, Alabama is where we're at.
Okay. So what do you guys do? Tell us about, I mean, you started this organization. I mean, we were talking earlier, late last weekend over the weekend. I mean, you guys take road trips. You were in Nashville over the weekend.
Yeah, we went to Nashville this weekend to see the Flyers, yeah.
Tell us about that.
There was the Flyers fan club themselves from up in Philly. And all across the country, the official Flyers fan club, they traveled to that site. And between us and them, we took over a whole bar right across the street from the stadium. It became South Philly. We were chanting, "Let's go Flyers."
You couldn't hear the
country band in that place.
I pretty much know the answer to this, but are you guys as obnoxious down there as you normally are in a Philly bar?
Of course we are, man. Every fan in this bar that is not an Eagle fan hates us. After every score, we chant the Eagles chant, and they like to chant back at us because they start rooting for the other team, no matter who they like.
Now, so tell us about the bar. Now, there's a bar that you're at tonight. You guys basically have taken over that bar. This is the place that you go to. Do you go every game to this bar and pretty much
monopolize the place? Yes, every Eagles game is a game day, and they picked up the NHL and the MLB package, so we can come here and watch the Flyers and the Phillies as well.
How many of you guys will be there tonight, then?
It'll probably be a smaller turnout because it's a nationally broadcast game. When they're not broadcast on TV, people tend to come out to the bars more, but we'll have a decent show anyway.
How many guys you got there right now?
Right now, it's early. We got a handful. We got about 10 in here.
You guys up for a chant?
We got to get a chant in, Chris.
Absolutely,
chant,
man.
Chant from Florida. Let's do it.
Let's hear it. Let's feel it.
You ready? Let me get some people together.
Yeah, start getting them all together for you.
Ready?
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
How's
that for you?
That's awesome.
Fantastic,
that's our first Eagles chant from down in Florida. We like it.
Yeah.
You're our South Philly correspondent now.
Hey, Jimmy Bachman, yo.
Yo.
What's up?
It's the funniest thing. Here's a quick story. We're planning to have you on last week. Matt told me. He's like, we're going to have the Florida Delphians on. And I walk in, Matt's like...
I just say there's a guy named Chris. He heads up the Florida Delphians. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Let's bring him on. But I never mentioned your last name. And then you mentioned me. You mentioned to me this morning that you actually know Jimmy. This is a total small world.
Coincidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is not how you found out about us, which I'm a little pissed off at you there, Jimmy.
Hey, it happens.
Come on now.
I gave Bob a call. He's listening to you right now, so he's probably going to call. He's probably going to call and rip you now anyway.
Our boys down in Florida. Chris, you know what we're going to do? This is every time when you guys are taking any kind of a road trip, you're going to have to call in from now on. As long as it's Monday through Friday, 7 to 10, if you're at a Flyers game or a Sixers game, you got to call us at halftime, call us between periods. We want to hear from you as often as possible, all right?
Well, I know how to get a hold of you now. So.
That's true, and you do it. Use it, okay?
Listen, you guys got to call our boys down in Tampa, too, at some point. I'll get you his information.
Okay.
Mike, you will get a kick out of that guy.
All right, we'll talk to him, and maybe I'll give you a call later this week.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Enjoy the game tonight, Chris. Take care, man.
Appreciate it. Later.
All right.
Chris Kalen. It's the funniest thing. I walked in like, this guy's going to come on. Chris, that's pretty cool. He knows you. Who is he?
Yeah, when I was talking to him this morning, he said, he's like, do you host a show by yourself or do you host it with, I think someone told me, am I right? You host it with a guy named Jim Bachman? I'm like, yeah, how'd you know that? Because this guy is in Florida, so there's no way he would
know.
And
he's been down there for
new.
A couple years.
Yeah, we're fairly new. And I go, yeah, how'd you know that? He goes, well, I set up Jimmy's older brother with his, who is now his wife, on a blind date.
That's the funniest
thing. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, we've got to get on now. I got to talk to Jimmy.
Because I haven't seen him in years. He was a co-owner for a record store I used to go to in Bucks County. That's no longer around anymore. But he was a guy, I used to go in there, spend a lot of money at his place. And I see him at all my brother's parties.
You know what he's doing now? What Chris wants to do, he wants to open up his own Philly cheesesteak joint.
Good for him.
He wants to serve Philly cheesesteaks up in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Oh, Panama City, there you go.
I mean, that's incredible. I should have asked him about Katrina and all that other... I mean, they probably got hit pretty hard. I don't know if he suffered any damage, but that was the area near Mobile, Alabama. Not obviously farther east than New Orleans, but that was an area that got hit hard.
It's probably a couple hurricanes down there.
I had not talked to him about that. Didn't think about it until just this moment. But he's not only a local guy, but now he knows you, which is pretty cool.
That makes it even funnier. I mean, it's fantastic. These guys are doing it. That's just a lot of fun. You're down there, especially if you move somewhere where you don't know where you're at, but now you meet all these guys that have similar interests, and you can travel with them. That's fantastic.
Let's get back to the phone line, 610-632-0950. We're hanging out with John. Good evening, John.